is on the inyan of the machloikis of Korach and the tragic results that took place. The ground opened up and swallowed them completely. So the Ralbag says there's a te'eles here in Deus, in Hashkofa. It's not appropriate to dispute with people that are greater than you. What's the raya? See from here. Look what happened to Korach. He started up with Moshe Rabbeinu, the Adoin Hanavim, and he ended up swallowed up by the earth. Him and his chevra and his botehim and everything. So we see it doesn't pay to argue with gedolei mimenu. The question is obvious that Moshe Rabbeinu was not gedolei mimenu only from Korach. Moshe Rabbeinu was, the Ralbag himself says, the Adoin Hanaviim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu publicly to represent him and to teach. So what's the raya? If you argue with Moshe Rabbeinu, you see the terrible tragedy. That's a raya that if a person argues with someone, chilek, I don't know, I mean, maybe you can have a conversation, you can have a, you know, an argument in learning, but he's chilek im gedolei mimenu, then you see how, what a tragic thing it is, how it's so inappropriate, because look what happened to Korach in his argument with Moshe Rabbeinu, that there's no raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, if you argue with Moshe Rabbeinu, you're like arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Adoin HaNaviim. Not only is he a Novi, he's the Adoin HaNaviim. All the other Neviim are only Mevusas on his Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why we believe in all the Neviim. So it's the Adoin HaNaviim, you start up with him, look what happens. That's a raya that if you're going to argue with someone who's Gedolei Mimenu, that's such a tragic thing. That's the question. L'chaira, what you have to say is that there's something in this idea of arguing with someone who's greater, which resembles the situation with Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the pshat? A person is greater. What's the mean? So he has more Torah, he has deeper Torah, he has more, he knows more. Chazal say even the Chocham is Odef Minovi. That a Chocham has even the qualities of a Novi in a certain sense because of the Chochmas HaTorah. So when you're arguing with his Chochmas HaTorah, it seems that you're arguing with the Rabbeinu Shalalem. Arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, the Adoin HaNaviim, means you're arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu's directives that he gave from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same idea we have to feel, and it's, I guess, considered as serious when a person argues with someone who's greater. So he has to look, this person is greater. Hashem yitein chochma. Hashem gives chochma. He has more chochmas hatorah. He is more connected with the Dvar Hashem. He's speaking more authoritatively in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in a sense, just like when you argue with Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the source of the Dvar Hashem, it's such a terrible tragedy, a person should learn from there that bechlal. Anytime I argue with someone greater, I'm arguing and not arguing necessarily in learning, but I chilek and I disagree and that's it, and I make a machlekes and I make a machor and declare it, whatever is involved over here, then it's like you're arguing with the Shechina. Because legabi you, if someone is greater in Torah, and it doesn't even say how much greater, it's interesting, it doesn't say how much greater, it might be just somewhat greater. Gedolim heimenu. That's already ki'ilu, he's chilek al hashchina. Ki'ilu, he's chilek al the adoin hanaviim. It's the same, it's an equation. Which means that a person has to look to people that are greater as if they have a greater connection to the Bayri Olam. So it's not just personal greatness. You're a little greater, what's the big deal? But no, he speaks more authoritatively. In a sense, the Bayri Olam speaks through him to me. And therefore, I better be careful not to start up with him, because he's speaking, legabi me, is greater than I am. He's speaking in the name of Hashem. And it also seems that the way we have to look at someone who is greater than us in learning is that the pshat is that This is that difference in greatness is a difference in the level of communication that comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, which makes it very, very significant, and it's maybe a different perspective on how to look at people that are greater than we are. The next Ralbag says, it seems that as soon as Moshe and Aaron said, "Take the Torahs," immediately it says, "Vatayosa hamagefa." The magefa that happened that was destroying the people all of a sudden will stop as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron participated in this. And it seems that the Ralbag understands that they were involved with tefillah as well. V'ulo hidia, he says, the lesson we learn from here is, ki tefillas hanovi hadovuk b'shem yisale tosir horam mizulosoi. Says the tefillah of a novi, who's dovuk, who's so intimately connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his nevuah and through the madregas that he has to achieve until he becomes a novi, and then finally that connection through his nevuah is tosir horam mizulosoi. He can have the evil removed from others kisheyikshe be'einov zeh, when it's hard for him to tolerate. In other words, he sees their suffering, and it's painful to him. He sees the suffering of the people, and it's very, very painful. So he says, when that he has the ability through his dveikus b'Hashem and his tefillah that emanates from that person who's so dovuk b'Hashem to remove the evil that they're suffering. Ki ba'avur hashgochas Hashem yisale boy, because of the hashgochas Hashem that he has on him, yishmareu mizeh hatzar kisheyitztayer im yasik hora leishahu olanoshim ha'em. Because of Hashem's special hashgocha on him, he'll be protected from the tzar that he gets for seeing someone else's suffering, so an individual or other people. That as soon as Moshe and Aaron were mispalel, then the anger of Hashem was removed. It says immediately takeif. In the same pasuk it says vatei otzar hamagefo. I guess he's medayek that means it happened immediately. And the shaila is, what exactly is going on over here? First of all, it says that tefillah was answered. Good. So, do you know first of all that the tefillah was answered because of the pain that they're suffering, because they see the Klal Yisrael suffering? The tefillah was answered. Moshe and Aaron, they have great tzchusim, they have great tzadikim, tzadik goyizra kodesh boruch mekayim, and memela their tefillah was being answered. He says no. You see that when the tzaddik is suffering because of the pain that he sees the people suffering, and he's mispalel to them because of Hashem's special hashgocha on this novi hadovuk b'Hashem, that Hashem doesn't want him to suffer the pain that he's feeling now for these people, as he expressed, I guess, in his tefillah. So because of that, the tefillahs are answered. That's number one. And number two, it says over here the tefillahs of Moshe and Aaron were answered. Who says that the tefillahs of one individual, ki hanovi hadovuk, maybe that was the koyach of Moshe and Aaron together, the two of them, I don't know, bechlal, from Moshe and Aaron to others, that's also a question, but here it's two, so where do you see for one, what's exactly going on over here? So it would seem as follows, that we're not talking about the schus that the mispalel brings to the issue, to see that, well, I was mispalel now, and I have schusim, and now I'm asking Hashem, and I'm mevakish rachamim, and therefore I have the influence of the tefillah. It seems, I don't know clearly, but it seems that from the loshen of the radak lozet timso shetekef kishis palelu. It seems that from the fact that it was v'teyotzer hamagefo immediately, that in the same pasuk it says immediately, as soon as they brought their Torahs, teyotzer hamagefo. So that seems, the Ralbag understands from that the Torah is saying here, this is not working with the regular schus of tefillah. There's a schus of tefillah that if other person is mispalel, if he's roy, he's worthy, it can have an effect on others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shemeya tefillah, and that would be that two people's tefillah would be greater than one person's tefillah, because the more schusim, the more the power of the tefillah. He seems to understand that we're not dealing in that realm. There's a new realm over here. There's another realm over here. And that's the realm as that those special people, and he calls them the Novi Hadovuk B'Hashem Yisaleh. I assume that people who are Dovuk B'Hashem Yisaleh, even if they haven't reached the degree of Novi, also have a certain element of this. It's not just a Novi, because it's a Novi Hadovuk B'Hashem Yisaleh, but I don't know for sure. But it seems there's such a thing that I can't let him suffer. I can't let him suffer. It's not the pshat. In terms of the schus of tefillah, maybe I could continue what I'm doing. Tefillah could be sometimes the answer is not now. The answer is yes, okay, I accept the tefillah and I'll interpret this and then I'll do whatever. I don't know. But he seems to see in the takef that can't be in the inyan of schus tefillah. What is that? That's something else. I can't let the tzaddik suffer. The tzaddik is standing here, this dovuk b'Hashem is standing suffering. The hashgochas Hashem cannot tolerate the suffering of the dovuk b'Hashem, and therefore he has to answer the tefillah miyad. And in that realm, it doesn't make a difference whether it's one or two. If it's schusim, schusim can be added up. Moshe has more schusim, Aaron together, they have more schusim. That makes a difference. Here it doesn't make a difference. One or two is the same. Why? Because it's a different principle. The principle, how can I let this tzaddik, this dovuk b'Hashem, this novi dovuk b'Hashem, my hashgoch on him, he is so intimate with me that I have to be so intimate with him that I can't let him suffer. As the parsha itself, I can do what I have to do. I'll answer his tefillah. That's something else. But there's a special thing going on. The koyach and this lemaisa we find Chazal say that for Talmud Chochem, the shear of tefillah is ad sheyechle, until you get sick. Doesn't mean sick of the davening. I internalize his pain that it makes me sick. I feel the empathy is such that I feel sick myself. That's the extent. And that seems to have a koyach, which even if the schusim may or may not be enough, or maybe need a little more, or maybe take a little time, but this is something that take it from me. The Rebbeinu Shlalem can't let those people, the Hashgochas Hashem, on those that are Dovuk Bashem, in the ultimate Dveikus, is such that take it from me. He can't allow this person to go through that suffering, and that's the reason that can change everything, even though there was a divine plan, and there was a need, and it was appropriate, and of all it was Bashgoch, and it should have been the way it was. But I can't, this I can't. And that one individual, in the pain that he suffers, can make a difference for a whole tzibur. The person, the tzaddik, the manig, the one who has that sensitivity, and he feels their pain so intensely, through that tefillah alone, just by dint of the fact that he feels their pain so intensely, that can make all the difference, even though there may be compelling cheshbonos to do all sorts of to deliver upon them all sorts of punishment and difficulties. Okay, just one more thing over here. The pasuk talks about that is the ness of what happened with Korach, that the earth the opens up immediately, swallows them all up, and then closes up immediately. So the Ralbag says here, over here, is like this. He says, this is an inyan to be mefarsim zeh ha-moifes ha-niflo. The Torah wanted to be mefarsim, this amazing moifes. Shehoye b'psichas oretz espio, livlo ha-elo ha-choytim, tekef, shehish le Moshe elo ha-dvorim. Moshe finished speaking, and immediately the earth opens up, swallows up these people, that it should be validated, it should be it confirmed truth that this is all from Hashem. Because in the belief and the truth of the moifsim, of the miracles, is a kiyum of the emuna and the truth of the Torah bichlolo in its entirety and in general. And even more so, because the minute that it finished devouring them, it closed up. He says, it covered them. If it was teva, then if it opened up finally, there was an earthquake, it would open, it stays open. He says, that can't happen, I'll be derech ha-teva. First, it doesn't happen instantaneously, it takes a while till it opens. And the closing up immediately. He said, Deim l'shar moivsim nogu zehaminig, and there were other moivsim like that too, like the nochosh when it became into a, it turned into a nochosh, and then it turned back into the stick, whatever. And the same thing with the tzoras, it became tzoras, and then it was removed again. There were such moivsim in the past that the the ultimate meifis is the one that happens instantaneously and disappears instantaneously. That's like a double-edged meifis that has... So the question is over here, what is he talking about? Ki ha-meifs, ba-hamonas ha-meifsim kiyum emunas ha-teiro bichlolo. Through the belief in these meifsim, through seeing the extent of these meifsim, is the kiyum, the sustenance, sustaining the belief in the Torah kula. What exactly is that all about? L'choira, they saw many meifsim before this. They stood by Har Sinai. They heard the Bayre Yolim speaking directly to them. So we're not dealing with, I don't know what happened at Har Sinai. Years later, it's a who know, I wasn't there. I don't, these are the people that stood there. They saw it. It was there. And moifsim, not shy, how many moifsim they had. They even had this type of moifsim, he says, the moifsim of the tzoras. They had that way back, and the moifsim of the mate turning to a nochosh and back. So, these are people who are melumed benisim, who are living nisim the whole time in the midbar. It's clear this is the hashkochas Hashem was this is the dor deo that this was their bread and butter. This, literally their bread and butter. This is the mon that came to their doorstep. This was everything, and yet it seems that it was critical for this moifis to take place. Shesamzem ki Hashem hoyis asoyis ki ba'amonas ha-moifsim kiyum. Emunas ha-teir bichlol, this too, all the moifsim, and this, even this moifis, is the kiyum ha-teir kula. It seems, and I think it's very poshut that that's what it means over here, that it seems that even to those that stood by Har Sinai and heard mipi ha-kodesh boruch hu, anoi chiv lo yi elecho, and saw the koyle yisu brochkim and the onon koveid me'oid and Moshe yedabro ve'elokim ya'anenu b'koyl, that scene that was etched in their psyche forever. Over the Maisa, it needs constant review and rejuvenation. I have to see, Hashem Hashem is still active. It's active in the world. Look at this, this is a moifis. Not stama moifis, this is a moifis, the way it opened up so quickly. Moshe finished talking, it opened up so quickly, and then it closes up immediately. Yeah, I've seen such moifis before, but this, it seems that we need that chizuk in order, even those that heard directly the Torah mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in order to maintain that appreciation and that connection and that excitement and that... the imminence of that connection, the currency, the currentness of that connection, we need to be constantly focusing on the nisim that take place. And without that, it becomes, I assume that the pshat becomes like a historical event. Yeah, in the history fades. A day is 2 days, a week, a month, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, it fades away. And even though I was there myself, and I know I was there, and it's on one hand, it's etched in my memory forever. On the other hand, there's a distance, and it has to be rejuvenated. And it seems seeing Hashem's moifsim gluyim, seeing what happens in action, that... And when I realize this is Hashem acting in the world, Hashem is acting in the world, that seems to form that ability to be Mekayim, that which I heard at Har Sinai, which means that for us, certainly, that the attention to Hashgacha Protis and to the Nisim that... we may not be zoicha today to nisim gluyim, but at least to the nisim nistorim, that attention to those nisim is something that's really critical, because in a sense, the kiyum of everything that we know that we receive from Ayman Har Sinai is totally in that constant ongoing rejuvenation.